If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
All right. Welcome to low audio production quality, Tedious. I'm here, your host, Mike. Sven is ill today. He's got some kind of chink eye or conjunctivitis, or somebody punched him in the face and he's pretending it's an infection. Either way, he's sick, so I'm here with Alex. I'm here with two fucking Celts. So this should be fun. I'm here with Alex and our buddy Shane from Ireland. Meraki might be joining us later on, but there's not really enough room on the video setup for him, and I'm not changing it. This already took me like 10 minutes to set up. Anyway, here we are. It's the Daily Show. I don't know what episode. I think episode 1177, if I'm not wrong, but I'll have to double check that before I publish. Anyway, welcome, everybody. How's it going, guys?
All good, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah.
And all complaints about audio quality go directly to me and probably will not be addressed. So
I just learned a new acronym on the internet. GIRL stands for guy in real life.
Are there no girls on the internet? Don't you know?
Girls don't exist. Girls are fake. Like from the perspective of an incel, like that might be true. Like you could get them. Like never having had, you know, intimate contact with a woman, you might be able to gaslight yourself into the idea they're just fake. It's not real. It's just something made up. They're just men that have like mutilated themselves.
Oh, so that's what they mean by birds aren't real.
Wait, is that
that's more colloquial. Sorry, only the Irish and UK crowd will probably get that one. Sorry about that, lads.
I don't get it, but. You know,
now, I've heard of it. What is the theory? It's like actually some kind of surveillance apparatus.
Oh, that? Yeah, I've heard of that. They say so that about squirrels and shit, too.
It's robots.
Right?
Yeah. I've never heard about squirrels. Squirrels would behave a little too organically. They're a little too seamless.
That's what they want you to think.
You've just got more advanced pathfinding. That's,
yeah.
It's all smoke and mirrors, Alex.
Yeah, the AI. Now with AI, you can't even tell.
Yeah, the squirrel.
That kind of makes sense because birds really don't act like normal. They're fucking weird, like the way they are. Like
they act like reptiles because they're descended from dinosaurs. So if you notice, whenever they turn their head, it's exactly like a lizard. Whenever
have this like snappy motion to them. Noticed this.
Yeah,
and it's funny you don't notice it because they're like, you know, these little the ones I get in my yard. I call them puff tits. But I don't know. Like, I think that, what is it, like the titmouse and like the nut chat, the nut hatch or whatever. Like, you know, you call it like a tit nut. I don't know, like a nut tit, like whatever. This fucking the tuttering tift head or whatever. I don't know. Like, they've got these stupid little, these just little fluffy balls of fluff, you know, and they're kind of funny, but you know, whatever. Yeah.
I've seen a few great tits around here, actually.
Okay. All right.
Damn,
can you
work,
attract them to your yard by throwing seed out front? If only. It was that easy.
Sneed.
Yeah. Indeed. I've got bird sneed here. My bird sneeder. Anyway, so we're just gonna start off with some jokes. Like, what is
non-denominational this? Sneeder.
It's like community sneeder. So I've got speaking of that, we've got this funny video. We're just going to be shitposting today. There's some, actually, I have some stuff we could talk about. This serious politics, but I don't know if we'll get into it.
Here, I wanted to get into Tom Cotton at some point.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that.
I know, right? Let's talk about Tom Cotton.
Tom Cotton. Yeah. Well, speaking of Tom Cotton, here we have a fag. But yeah, I do want to talk about Tom Cotton because that also made me mad. And I was yelling at in my house, which I do often, about that. But let's take a look at this. This should just be fun. I haven't seen this yet, but apparently what do we got here?
It has never happened to me before, but I have been invited to 3 sex parties tonight. And I know you're thinking there's no way that I'm going to attend all 3, to which I say, Think again. I am all about breaking records and being of service to my community. One's at 5 p.m. and I'm almost there. Then the next one has a hard cutoff at 7, and that's in Midtown, so I gotta get there. The third one's at 9:30.
A hard cutoff?
Yeah, a hard cutoff.
Well, there's no point in even making that joke. I mean, does that mean a hard cutoff for arriving? You have to be there by 7. So, all right, I mean...
That's just normal
facts,
though.
You must come by 7.
Yeah, but it's like... Yeah, there you go. Very good. Very good.
We need Morikawa so that he can talk about normal fags.
Yeah, but
this is normal.
This is normal faggotry. Yes, this is absolutely.
Yeah, I got invited to 3 sex parties. You know, logistics is going to be a little difficult.
I've been to 3 sex parties since we last spoke.
Also in Midtown, so this is very manageable. I have snacks, I have breath mints, I have long socks so I can stick a bottle of lube in them at close check if I need to. I am ready and prepared to make
socks?
History. Okay, I'm here. I gotta go.
Wait, he says he had a long sock. Oh, God. He said he had a long sock so he could stick a bottle of lube in it at clothes check. Now,
I guess.
I think I know what he means. Like, I hate to say it, but I think I know what he's saying, but I'm not exactly sure. Where is the clothes check? Is this at the... Presumably, he doesn't... Whatever security at whatever apartment building he's going to, that doesn't matter. He can just get buzzed up to whatever places. So, you have to, like, literally, this is like, no... We only got 3 rules, like, no shoes, no clothes. Was it no drugs, no clothes, no attitude? Yeah, the no drugs thing, I always pressed X on that. But it's like, so, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
let's press forward here.
Go.
Party number one, big success.
To understand, I'm trying to be more...
Dude, all right.
8?
I mean, yeah, I'm not like scrambling for my fucking.
He's a fag.
Oh, jeez.
Fucking faggots.
Gay fucking shit.
Realistic and set my expectations these days and quit while I'm ahead. Because I'll just be going at it with these guys and then I'll look up and be like, oh my god, I'm in love with 6 of you. And does that work out well for me in the end? Never, not once. I'm trying to fall in love with less people, right? And I thought that I was doing a great job and I was like, you know what, only in love with 4. I've had a great time to get out and go to the next one. And then the really hot one was like, hey, don't leave before I get your number. And I was like, anyway, I gave it to him. Hey, don't get your hopes up. You and me both. The night is still young, though. There's so many other people I can fall in love with.
Fucking faggots!
Wait, what the fuck later. Is he reading? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
It was backwards. So, Angela Davis? Is he reading some fucking commie? He's reading some stupid commie shit. Unless I'm wrong. I mean, I'm seeing Angela Davis backwards, but I don't know. I can't read the other. What does it say?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's all garbled to me, but whatever.
A modern, what's it? Freedom is a constant struggle, is it?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yep, Freedom is a Constant Struggle by Angela Davis.
He's really struggling with his freedom, all right.
Yeah.
He's struggling with that prolapse he got from the first party.
Jeez.
It's a brolapse, you know. It's just a prolapse.
Right, he's just broing out. He's broing out and, you know. Freedom is... I don't think freedom is really the problem this guy has, right?
No, I don't think a deficit of freedom is in play here at all.
The absence of freedom is not what is what this guy is feeling like. I mean, if you think about it, it's even funny because why? Here, this faggot is in his oyster. Even though clams and oysters, generally speaking, not what fags are interested in. But I'm saying though, like
I've never seen a bearded clam before.
Okay. Wow, you've got drops for every occasion.
Sorry, bud. Fan at home.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. Like beard. You've got a significantly better soundboard. No, actually, You're better and faster. Sven and I are just old, and so like locating the drops on our boards is just like is like the hardest thing. Like I know which one I want, I just don't know where the button is. But let's think about this thing. Freedom is a constant struggle. Well, this faggot is living in presumably New York City. I think right. It looks like New York City. Mm-hmm. In the current time period, and he gets mm-hmm. to go to three sex parties. In fact, his only problem is how to fit all the sex parties in to a single day. Is there's just so many, and I want to go to all of them. Like that's his struggle. His struggle is not freedom. His struggle is that like he is actually, unless he just means he's constrained by like the time stream continuum of the universe, and that he cannot attend every sex party simultaneously. You know, like he wants like multiple realities so he can exist in different, you know, in different wavelengths at all times, so he can always on some wavelength or another, you can always be at a sex party.
Yeah, it seems to be restrained only by like the laws of the universe,
right,
time,
right,
right, space,
right. Which is there's nothing so, anybody
aside
can really
from
do
that,
about
that. Man, his horizons and his anus are both wide open.
Mm-hmm. What is zenith star wide open? Is that what you said? Okay.
Zenith, yeah.
Zenith. This guy's zenith is wide open. What's wide open is zenith. I mean, yeah, that's right. Anyway.
Like an hour later, and I just
I got news for you.
That means not as good as number one. The first one was at somebody's apartment, so very Friends vibes. And the one I just left was at, like, a sanctioned place in Midtown. There was a cover charge for this one, too, which I didn't pay because they said I looked under 25. Both were diverse inclusive groups in terms
of... What? Okay, okay. Now, that's on... Yet again, it's a nice... It's a funny little tidbit, but I'm not surprised. He didn't have to pay because he looked under 25.
So, what does this...
He doesn't look under 25 to me, but whatever. Who knows?
You incentivize people who look like they might be closer to being underage.
Yeah, they want you to be a twink.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
No, I mean, Jesus Christ. I think it's been fairly... It's been... For those... Because, again, we here on this little section of the internet we call our ideological home, we don't lie about any of these things. Right, we have no reason to not be totally truthful, really, about anything related to like social life and politics. And the fact is, faggots like their favorite type is like the barely pubescent boy. That is that's the ideal type for most faggots. And we talk about them being pedos and stuff. There definitely are some that are, but generally speaking, what they want. And this is from us, like, actually delving into this and discovering this from looking at this shit. I know how that sounds, but you know what I mean. Things like this. They want, like the ideal thing for them is, like, 13, 14, 15, like, twink age. Like, right around the pubescent age. Like, that's really – because that's where they feel like you're at your most, like, sexually vulnerable. You know, like
– Kevin Spacey maxing.
Yeah,
Kevin Spacey.
It's like they love the idea of taking a. This is the truth, okay? They get off on the idea of taking a boy who's at like the period in his life when he goes through the change into becoming a sexually adult man and corrupting him into being a faggot, raping him so he becomes a fag. That's what they like. They're taking a kid just about to hit puberty and raping him so he becomes a fag. Like one of them. That's a fetish that they've all got. That's what they're about. So yeah, they want them to look as young as possible.
What I think is kind of interesting is like if heterosexual people had a similar fetish, like if you noticed that you had like these sex parties and it was all about like bringing these girls who look like they're underage, look very petite, very tiny, people would be talking about that. They'd be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Yeah, and I'm sure stuff like that's happened, like on Jeffrey Epstein's thing, right? Like that.
Sure.
That seems to have been the parameters of that. And
where
people,
it's considered a massive controversy.
Yeah, where it's actually like an issue. And it's such an issue that even a Jew got in trouble. Right? But yeah.
If there was anything like this among normal people, and there's not, you know, like, hey, if you look like you're under 25, you don't have to pay a cover, people would be up in arms about it. Like, what the fuck?
Faggots would clap back, being like, oh, well... You heteros have nights where girls don't have to pay cover charge. It's like, well, yeah.
In general.
Yeah, but that's just all women, though. It's not.
It's
only,
not. It's not like. Yeah. Do you look like you might still be underage? Then you don't get to pay cover.
Yeah.
That's what, come dressed in a school uniform, and you get shot vouchers.
Yeah. Probably. Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that would love to do that, something like that. But yeah, everybody would be like, it's kind of weird.
It would be a bad look.
It'd just be like, even dudes that kind of like are into the school uniform thing might be like, maybe we shouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's got more interesting stuff to
say
about
that. Yeah, this faggot's going to keep going and going.
It's going to, yep. Yeah.
In terms of like demographic, but not in terms of mindset. Like at the first one, everyone is into everybody and like playing with everybody, and then at the second one, it was kind of like everyone's walking around like scoping each other out. And like, you didn't pay $30 to scope people out. Like, what? Let's do stuff. I still had my fair share of fun.
What? Right.
Did he say? Apparently, pay. Wait, I thought he didn't have to pay cover.
Did he say he got paid?
He said, I didn't pay $30 to just look at people. I want to do stuff, but he just contradicted himself. I thought he didn't have to pay cover.
Maybe he means
maybe he meant he didn't pay $30.
Oh.
Literally. But
you might mean in general, like the other people were paying for it.
Right.
And like he didn't because he's a twink or whatever or looks. But dude, this nigga, like, he looks like he's actually in like a hairband. You know what I mean? He looks like he's in he honestly looks like a washed up rocker. Like if not for like the brutal fag
Twisted
way
fister.
He talks. Yeah. Oh God. Jesus Christ. That was good.
Sorry.
That was very good. That was good. Solid.
Around like scoping each other out and like, you didn't pay $30 to scope people out. Like, what? Let's do stuff. I still had my fair share of fun, but different environments, just different experience. I have enough time to get pizza before party number 3, and that's what I'm doing. I also know some of you are like, you could not waterboard this information out of me, James. Why are you telling us this? Partially because I am a consenting adult, and this is a normal thing that some people do. And I think there's a lot of shame and stigma where there doesn't need to be about enjoying these kind of events. There are also tons of people who think trans and non-binary people like me are not attractive and will never find love, or that we're like sterile. There's so many misconceptions. After getting dicked down by half of New York, I'm here to tell you that we are very desirable and we are very hot to many people, and like, you can be trans and non-binary and still have a healthy, wonderful sex life and still be loved.
I don't know that I would call that a healthy I don't know. Also, dude, those pizza pies intruding into this video just is not the right. It's not the right. No, it's making
so this
me,
is a
I thought they were more into hot dogs. Is that not the code that these guys use?
Well, so is he suggesting that he's a trans, like he's
he is, which doesn't pass even remotely. So I didn't even notice that.
Do you suppose that he's no op, or just he's like pretending to be a girl? Or I mean, he's just a fag. Here's the thing: if he didn't get the surgery, he's just a faggot. So you saying you're trans non-binary, like you could just say like I'm a woman, which I'm sure faggots are just generally into that type of stuff. So like you're still just a fag. You're just a dude. They're just fucking other dudes. Like you're not. But
is trans considered like a disability now? Can you get payment for that or something?
I think they actually have to play around with that a lot. Like that's something that because it's like they. It's funny because in order for them to get the surgery and the treatments. And for insurance to cover it and stuff, they need to have some kind of diagnosis. But they don't want it to be considered a disease, right? So this is actually a dicey
topic.
Wait,
they have to have a diagnosis? I didn't know that Mike was true scum. Do you know what true scum is?
Yes. Yes, an idea that you're...
I'm guessing
what true scum is. That's an old one, actually. I don't know if they use that anymore. That's like 10
years old. I don't know if they use it either. I think it's actually outdated.
That's like from when we first started the website, that term.
Yeah,
we were calling each other that like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Like that's old. True scum. What does it mean? It's like you're someone that believes that like the true gender is what you were born with, and that
it's even dumber. It's the belief that you actually trans unless you have gender dysphoria. you have to have like a diagnosis that you have like gender dysphoria. Then you can be.
Oh, I see. Yes, like, yes. I get you.
It's
get you.
Gatekeeping, right? You're gatekeeping.
Right. No, you're right. Right. So because then it's like drawing a definition around it. So then it can't just be, well, I can be whatever I want to be on any given day or any given minute or whatever. Right. It's like, I feel like kind of a man today. I don't know. Maybe I'll feel like a woman tomorrow. Like they do that shit, right? Remember, we had that old guy from the old days who ended up pretending like he was a tranny who would talk about like changing his gender presentation like day to day. Which is just like you're just mentally ill at that point. Like you're not. There's nothing here that's you're not doing anything that's relevant to
the funniest. Just, the funniest cell phone.
So if you haven't been classified by the DSM-5, basically you're true scum. Is it?
No.
True scum.
It's the other way around. It's the other way around.
True scum are the people that believe this.
Yes.
Oh. That try and put that set. It's like an argument in their community. It's like an internal thing with them, as many things are. But it's like there's lots of things. They internalize quite a bit in this community.
Internalize a lot of infections.
Internalize a lot of foreign sepsis. Objects. Like. Internalize a
discharge.
Lot of. Oh, jeez. This thing is sort of like objects. Like the internalizing pew is here. The internalizing guys, they said they internalize and externalize over here. Anyway.
Parasites.
It's like an ideological dispute. Like if you're not really trans because you didn't get a diagnosis and therefore you're not eligible for this. But I think that's an outdated debate. I think the true scum were soundly defeated and there's no true scum anymore.
I think it is because I was watching a video that was basically like some weird lesbian talking about her experiences going to like transgender support groups, which was pretty eye-opening to just listen to the discussion around this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because one of the things she was saying is that if someone is transitioning and they have any kind of medical issues, they can't really talk about it. They get gaslit into, well, that's not from the hormones you're taking or any medical interventions.
That makes sense. They have to lie all the time to each other. That's funny. Which is so funny because the normal person's response is like, well, you know, you're radically altering your body chemistry. Maybe that has something to do with why you're experiencing side effects or effects. Right, they're not right. even it's side. They're just like frontal effects.
It's so unscientific. The example that she gave is be like, you know, like somebody takes testosterone. If a woman takes testosterone and she starts feeling faint, you know, kind of like high blood pressure, things like that. It's like, well, yeah, that's a side effect of testosterone.
No. That's a side effect. That's the dysphoria. Like you need more testosterone. The testosterone is fixing that. You'd have had more of that without it. Yeah. But
the funniest thing I saw recently on the internet though was some tranny was at a game shop, and they were talking about how there were a couple of fags there, a couple of queers that were kind of hesitant to come up and play a game. And the tranny was like, well, you know, I understand why, because I look like a weird Asian dude. I'm like, so you understand that you're a weird off-putting freak, and even other fags are kind of put off by you. Like, you get that, right? You just admitted it to everybody.
That's a rare case of self-awareness amongst those people.
Dude, I saw one of the most disturbing things on Twitter like several weeks ago, and it was upsetting. I really haven't even talked about this with anybody because it upset me. It was a tranny, somebody front presenting as a tranny that was did like a multi-threat. And yes, I did read this, and I was highly upset by it, but I did.
It's very upsetting.
Well, it's one of those things, you know. You can't you see you just you all of you niggas would have done the same. Don't pretend like you wouldn't have kept reading this horror show it's unfolding. Bad. It was this tranny talking about how they just had like multiple like body shattering orgasms as their like post operative pussy was like fisted by their partner, and that it's a total lie. I know, the look of horror. It's a total lie that that trans pussies are like fragile or will fall apart or can't be like. And he was basically like, my partner just like fists the shit out of me and he goes rough and raw as he wants. And I have like multiple screaming orgasms with no refractory period. And I can just go all day just continually having like full body orgasms from getting just like fisted.
Goatee maxing.
Yeah, and I just was like, I was getting like faint, like lightheaded or faint, like thinking about this. But what he was saying, like, don't get gaslit to the idea that if you get the trans surgery, like your fake pussy will be like fragile and you can't like abuse it like this. And he's like, I want to disabuse you of this. Like you can. And then what's so funny is these fags, like what this guy just said, he's like, dude, going to 3 sex parties in a night and having sex with like, presumably dozens of partners, dozens of fags, right? That's not a healthy sex life, my bro. It's like normal sex lives, normal healthy sex. Like no, you by definition you are not having a normal healthy sex.
Well, life. I want to go back to this tranny you're talking about because like pursuing this from the position of how much damage and abuse your vagina can take. That's a very like male centered way of looking at it.
That's another thing because a woman wouldn't necessarily find this idea enjoyable unless they already were like someone fucked up.
Never brag about that unless this was like a porn production of some sort.
But
like,
even then, the woman that was doing that would have been somehow like coerced by like Jewish capitalism into doing that kind of a stuff.
No, and like, brag about being fit, like how easy it is to fist her and how, you know, indestructible her vagina is.
But it's also not something that I think that they would consider to be like what they were interested in sexually. Like, I just want some dude to like ram his fist in and just like go raw hard at it, like until I'm just like aching and sore and bleeding and possibly have internal damage, likely have damage, you know? I mean, it's like, it's just like, what do we, I mean, I just find it, the whole thing to be horrifying.
It's just people get gynophilia. These are just fucking sexual perverts. Just like this guy. This guy's just can't control himself. He's some kind of sex addict. Keep playing the video though, because we're going to get to a very fun punchline.
This guy likes some kind of a sex store. Like some kind of a sex store? Yeah. Dude, maybe he's going next week. He's flying to Tel Aviv for more of the same.
He can work for Shmuley's daughter.
Is that the punchline, Alex?
No.
Is that the fist line? Sorry. All right.
And still be loved. As soon as I got to the hotel where the third one was scheduled, the group was deleted on the app in which it was organized, and I was like, what? I thought maybe I had been blocked. I thought maybe I was the problem, but I wasn't. Because then I was looking at this other guy who was very clearly there for the same reasons. He was like, this just get canceled for you too? And I was like, yeah. Anyway, long story short, he was staying in the same hotel, so we just went back to his place. So was it 3? Technically, no. But was it an enjoyable evening had by all? And by all, I mean myself. Yes, I would consider this successful. And now I'm going home to shower and take my prep. I showered. I put on my bonnet.
Oh, no!
I'm going to take my little doxy peps right here. I'm going to take my prep and I'm going to sleep. I'll see you next time.
And that's
hopefully you never wake up.
Well, he will.
It's blowing up on the internet. It's like, you took what? Because why?
Well, I mean, what's funny is you notice how he said, like, before.
He doesn't do his prep in the car, though.
No,
He might.
He can do it wherever he wants, okay? He's got a healthy, normal sex life. You know, you like some kind of a sex life? Yeah, you want any kind of sex life?
Guys, huh?
Yeah.
You need to watch.
You want some kind of a fucking sex party? Come to Tel Aviv. I should tell this guy, like, you should go to Tel Aviv. I'm going to actually say that to this dude. But hold on.
Especially while it's being shelled, hopefully.
Yeah.
Has our Irish correspondent been watching the Fallout TV show at all?
I haven't. No.
Okay. Second episode, Michael Rapaport is playing this character, Knight Titus, and he gets mauled and dies from a bear attack. It's fucking great.
I might just look up that scene.
That's never happened to me before.
I really need to see. But
so, somebody's up with it. Oh, dude, yeah. I responded to the wrong thing. Whatever. Anyway, I did like an own, but it was not at the original poster. Anyway, the he says though. Hold on, I want to go back to this 1 second. I don't know if this is where he's walking when he says, like
there was a cover charge for this one too, which I didn't pay because they said I looked under 25. Both were diverse and inclusive groups in terms of like demographic, but not in terms of mindset. Like at the first one, everyone was into everybody and like playing with everybody. And then at the second one, it was kind of like everyone's walking around, like scoping each other out. And I'm like, you didn't pay $30 to scope people out. Like what? Let's do stuff. I still had my fair share of fun, but different environments, just different experience. I have enough time to get pizza before party number 3, and that's what I'm doing. I also know some of you are like, you could not waterboard this information out of me, James. Why are you telling us this? Partially because I am a consenting adult, and this is a normal thing.
Can we just waterboard you anyway?
There's a lot of shame.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I don't care what information. I don't want information. I just want you waterboarded. But no, what he was saying, like, because he was saying like in his community that then theoretically like doing what he's doing is something you're not supposed to tell the straights or the normies or whatever. They I'm sure they have words for us, you know, that are derogatory from their perspective. You're not supposed to tell people about it. And then to even go further, be like, yeah, I went and I got railed out by dudes all night, and then I'm now taking these drugs so I don't like die from this activity. Yeah, I mean, there's really not much else to say here. Like, if this, and the thing is that if you are ideologically predisposed to say this is not only normal or fine, but like good, well, you're part of the fucking problem. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, it's just like this isn't healthy. The very fact that the guy has to go home and take drugs. Take some pharmaceutical concoction to prevent the natural reaction, the fucking natural response to what he's just done, which is inherently unhealthy. If it was a healthy sex life, you wouldn't have to be taking the PrEP, dude. And we were actually had a conversation about this last night in a group with some people.
It's like the cyberpunk dystopia aspect of it is like you take a special medication so you don't come down with a deadly venereal disease because you are a twisted fuck.
I don't even think that fucking cyberpunk dystopias had this.
I don't think they did.
They would have had something like there's some unnatural process you have to go because you live in like a cave in the middle of the earth because it's so polluted outside. And so in order to deal with like the polluted oxygen you breathe, then you have to
take like radiation poisoning
to purify your blood or something like that. It's not even your fault. Yeah. It's just society is imposing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
In this case,
you don't, this is his fault. Like he is because you are choosing like other people that don't do like the sex party thing. You know, they don't have to, they don't have to take the PrEP. So it's just, it's like, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say. But I'm just saying, like, for those people who are, like, ideologically driven to defend this or stick up for it, and that's, I think, part of the reasons why, and I guess this is, like, an internal debate to the faggot community, is, like, there are those who are, like, hey, you know, we've made great strides in normalizing our lifestyles or normalizing ourselves as part of the community. We don't have to hide that we're faggots anymore, but I don't think people quite get how bad it is, and we don't want to take steps backward. And then there's other ones that are like, no, I'm going to be loud and proud with my life. No one's holding me back, sweetheart. You know, like, and so they have these fights about it. And
it doesn't normalize.
Is it fagnats versus optics queers?
No. Yeah, no, there's literally fagnats. Yeah, they're fagnats and optics queers. Exactly right. Optics queers are probably like the older ones who vote. Well, they all vote Republican. Let's not fool ourselves. Like all these people are Republicans, but actually, that's not really true. I will bet you that the fagnats are like Democrats. There's like the fagnats are like libtards. They're like super liberal. They're like, I'm like, we have the right to be out and proud, and I'm HIV positive, and I go to sex parties, and no one's gonna tell me it's wrong or unhealthy. And then you've got like these older fucking conservative queers that, like, you know, they love Israel and stuff, and they're just like, oh god, what are these twinks doing to us? But anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, you're not going to normalize this kind of
behavior.
As you describe it to people, they're increasingly listening, going like, what? And then you did what?
Yeah, no, this is not. Prep? Yeah, this is this whole thing is none of this. Like, I don't know. How could you? Like, I would actually be very curious how, say, you know, my immediate family, who are all libtards, like Democrat libtards, would react to this. I know that if this were like this kind of thing were out when I was growing up, certainly my dad at least would have been like, no. Like, you know, he, in theory, as like a blue dog Democrat, he was willing to accept the idea of a man being with like another man, and that's just what they do, and we don't think about it.
Don't want to talk about the mechanics.
But this, no, right. they are like, I'm going to talk about the mechanics, and I'm going to make sure everyone knows, because the mechanics are normal and healthy. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to know how the sandwich, the sausage is made.
The sandwich is made, or whatever.
Sandwich, you know, what the sausage is put.
You don't want to know about how the sandwich is made.
You don't want to know how that how that casserole is made. How that you don't want to know how that polymicrobial jelly is made.
You just want to think of fags as just being kind of funny. They got kind of a silly voice, yes, you exactly. know, and they're flamboyant. You don't want to think any further than that. You don't want to start to analyze their actual behavior or what kind of things they're into, what they do in the bedroom. You definitely don't want to think about that. And it's not even in the bedroom, apparently.
No, it's wherever.
You're thinking more Will and Grace than the gift.
Right, yeah. right. Well, if you think about it, historically, Jews have normalized outsider groups by presenting them initially as funny and harmless. So and this includes themselves, right? Like Jews present themselves this way, like the whole Jewish comedy thing, like the Seinfeld stuff, like the wry, ironic, detached kind of funny guy who's totally harmless, could never hurt a fly, just comes in and has these funny observations, doesn't bother anybody. They present themselves that way. Meanwhile, they're like running every institution, but they present niggers. How do they present niggers? They present niggers like look at the they're like minstrels, like the minstrel show. The nigger is now niggers just. The only thing that they really do visibly in society as supposed like contributing members or people that aren't just like fucking criminals and welfare addicts and drug addicts and such is like athletics or rapping celebrity stuff, right? So there's a bunch of nigger celebrities, so people see that and then they have this good impression of blacks. They're like, oh, they're good musicians, they're good athletes, and they're good singers. They don't really think about like they're not functional in any other sense in society. Like they can really only be either entertainers or like criminals or just like living in a ghetto, like slowly just, like wasting away, you know? So they're not, there's no, right. They're not, you know, you don't have like functional black people around you. You just only see them on TV. And so Jews normalize them, like in that way. Right. And so they made everyone think niggers were cool. Like niggers are cool. They're good athletes. They can dance better than you. They can rap and all that shit, right? So with faggots, they made them like funny, effeminate guys. Like, oh, look, they're so good at interior decorating, and they're so good at like, you know, being hairdressers, and they're flamboyant and goofy and funny. And it's just like
they'll teach you how to dress.
Yes, apparently. Queer eye for the straight guy type stuff. They'll teach you, you stupid goy, you big dumb goy. Look at this fucking homo. You have no fashion sense. You don't want to learn your fashion sense from this fucking homo, this faggot. It's like, yeah, I remember like the only time in my life I ever wanted to stick up for Matt Walsh was he had a tweet where it was a picture of himself and he was wearing like jeans and like boots, like brown boots and like a t-shirt with like a tablecloth over it, but it was like a solid color. It didn't have like a plaid pattern, and like some faggots got in the thread and they're like, oh, you always talk about homosexuals but you're wearing a style like pioneered by, I'm like, excuse me, like they were basically saying the style of like jeans and a t-shirt or like a button down and like brown boots is like that's like pioneered by fags. I was like,
that's literally my work clothes.
That's just how normal people dress, my dude. Like that's what I wear like every day. Like, yeah, this is a style. What like, so this is like, okay, so you're just trying to claim ownership of like any kind of clothes that like men wear. Well, fags did that. It's like, I'm sure a faggot dressed like that at some point, but that's really not the, anyway. But I'll be like, well, see, here's the thing, Matt Walsh, we don't know for sure he's not gay, so you know, you might, you're your critiques here may be misplaced. It's entirely possible Matt Walsh is just like repping the gay community while wearing that outfit. Anyway, I don't know.
He's repping the manure one. Oof.
Matt Walsh is just God. Anyway, speaking, I have some Daily Wire content. It's Ben Shapiro, not Matt Walsh, but we don't have to do that yet. We could do something else unless we want to talk more about fags.
No, we could go on to one of my favorite people on the entire planet, Tom Cotton.
Oh yeah, so Tom Cotton. Now I have a theory on what Tom Cotton was saying. So let me bring up the twit. What did he say? He says, "Where is it?" Okay, he says, "I encourage people who get stuck behind the pro Hamas mobs blocking traffic, take matters. It's your own hands to get them out of the way. It's time to put an end to this nonsense." Now you can see everyone in the replies is posting pics of like how much money he gets from AIPAC. Here we've got Daniel Penny and Kyle Rittenhouse and somebody others and such Fields like that. Yeah, I mentioned James Fields. Unfortunately, so, like frankly, I just want to say something about that real quick. Like we're the only ones.
I want to see that. If you went the same All place right. that I went, because I saw that and my brain went in a different direction than AIPAC. Because I saw that, and I'm like, oh, look at this blowbeach.
Well, the AIPAC stuff, like, I think there are some bots set up that just, when these people post, like, this shit appears, like, how much they've gotten from AIPAC, like, just appears under their profile. Just because these seem like bots to me. I don't think someone's doing this. So that's, for whoever set that bot up, like, good for you, whatever. But, like, yeah, harass these people to the ends of the earth with their AIPAC donations so nobody doesn't see it. But what were you thinking?
All right, so he had some tweet where he's basically saying, like, try that in whatever his home state is. I forget. Was it Arkansas? Arkansas, right?
Oh, we had another one where he was bloviating.
Yeah, actually, let me see if I can find that, because he starts bloviating and says, essentially, yeah, try that in a small town like Arkansas. And my brain immediately clicked. It's like, oh, really? I bet it fucking has been tried. And sure enough.
It definitely has.
During Black Lives Matter in 2020, they shut down streets. And this faggot was bloviating about how they need to send in the military. Didn't do shit.
Of course not. But yeah, that's not. The funny thing about that year of 2020 is that any time anybody tries to pull that shit, you can just be like, oh, wait, what? Excuse me? And just go back and find, because you know. It happened in their small town.
Yeah, you know
it was tried, and it was successful in a small town where they live, or where they pretending. Tom Cotton does not live in a small town. He's what, Arkansas?
Yeah,
he probably. I mean, this nigga lives in D.C., but he probably has like some fucking mansion someplace that's far away from.
Yeah,
like,
he was pretending like you Boy would Pulloy. Be.
Yeah,
you get like run over if you tried that in Arkansas. Like, no, you would not. You'd be able to do whatever you want.
Right. Well, I'll say this though. There's another aspect to this, and Borzoi and I talked about this a little bit. There were some people like this didn't really go over well. Even like people on the right did not like what Tom Cotton said.
Yeah, yeah, because he had to start like hauling back his initial bloviation. He had to kind of reel it in a little bit.
Well, because people were pointing out. Like, one, the Black Lives Matter thing, and also pointing out, like, the sort of history of, like, right-wing protest in America and facing off with left-wing protests and how typically you just get entrapped and fucked, right? Or that at least seems to be what people think. And then people were even suggesting Tom Cotton himself was just baiting people to go get in trouble. I've got a huge novelty take on all of this. I think if you were to like plow into a crowd of Palestine protesters, you'd probably get in trouble. If you were to like purposely do it. If you went up and like punch one of them in the face, I don't think you'd get in trouble. And I'm not suggesting anybody doing anything. But I think there's a certain level, like the normal, I'll just say this, the normal assumed, because a lot of conservatives were in the comments complaining about him saying that because they were applying rules that don't really apply because we're dealing with different ground rules because we're talking about Palestine and Israel. We're talking about Jew stuff, so we're not in the usual, like, if it's a bunch of faggots or BLM people, yeah, the right-winger, the conservatives at a total disadvantage, if he interacts or even touches them, he's in a lot of trouble. You know, it's not quite exactly that. So you can, because Jewish groups have gone out and been very aggressive and in the face of these people and nothing ever happens. And in fact, the shoe is on the other foot in that case. Like, if there's an actual Zionist protest waving Jew flags and these two groups start going head to head and like fists are thrown or something like that, like, it will be the other side getting fucked. And that has happened. And leftists have even complained that they got a smack in the face with reality because they suddenly started actually. And on the Brooklyn Bridge, in this, what was it, the day of unrest, they called it, April, I think, was it the Sunday or Monday? On the Brooklyn Bridge, I saw a video of these cops going right at these fucking people. Like, these cops were rolling up, grabbing people, like, throwing them down on the street and, like, zip-tying them and just, like, totally roughhousing them in the process of doing it. Like, not in any way worrying about, like, soft-pedaling it or whatever. So, I'm positive that – now, that might not have been the case in other cities. It was definitely the case in New York City. And New York City has a reputation for this, that when their cops get the green light, they actually get the fucking green light and they go, and they go at you. And I saw these, and it was bike cops too. Funny enough, it was bike cops, NYPD bike cops with their fucking spandex shorts and their yellow shirts and their bike helmets rolling up on bikes, getting off and grabbing these people and throwing them to the pavement and zip tying them. And with no concern about police brutality charges or anything like that. There's video of it on the New York Post. So, yeah. Like, it's not the same. Like, I just want right-toys to understand this. Like, I get the right-toy, the right-winger response. Like, we can't fight leftist protesters. It's like, you might be able to this time, my friend. I don't suggest it because the protesters aren't. And the reason is because the protesters aren't wrong in this case.
That's right. The protesters have a fucking moral point, so of course you're allowed.
That's why you're allowed to go fuck with them. That's why the police can go beat the shit out of them, right? No, the only.
Yeah, because I got it.
That's the real litmus test.
The stupid, like, American rightoid response to this is oftentimes like, yeah, but, you know, the system condones, you know, the Palestinian protests.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes,
really?
Yes.
Really?
I saw a lot of that in the Tom Cotton response, was them saying, well, like, we, like, this, oh, this, that this is all system stuff. Yeah, no, and, like, I get why they believe it. I understand, like, the amount of, like, gaslighting.
Brain damaged, and they saw what happened during 2020. I understand why they think that, but
yeah, yet, I mean, I'm not sympathetic. I just understand it.
If you actually have a functioning brain, you would ask, okay, so if the system agrees with the protesters, how come we just helped Israel shoot down a bunch of Iranian missiles?
How come we just helped Israel massacre like tens of thousands of people? How come any of this shit happens? You know, it's like, that's the funny thing. It's like, if the system agrees, because these people will at the same time, the butt conservative will say, at the same time, they will bitch that these Palestine protesters are, like, allowed to do this or getting away with it, and the cops are, like, kind of de facto protecting them just because the police had, like, didn't have the same response the NYPD had on the Brooklyn Bridge. Like, I think in San Francisco they were a little bit more hands-off on the Golden Gate Bridge when they did this. But so they're assuming, like, oh, the cops, they're assuming it's, like, Black Lives Matter parameters, right? But then they'll go home and bloviate about how, like, yeah, our boys took down all them Iranian missiles. Well, these Iranians, they can't get a missile off the ground. If they don't work out, shoot it down. Go, you try it again, Iran. You know, it's like, wait, hold on. You realize what you're saying? You're saying the police are handicapped when it comes to people protesting on the street about this issue, but the entire military complex is out there to take, with, like, billions of dollars of equipment to take down missiles on behalf of the exact opposite thing. I don't know. It's just, no application of critical thought. But
so the other funny thing is, of course, Brian Awu is doubling down with the same exact kind of Tom Cotton take. It's like, just fucking call yourself Republican.
Well, I think he does. I think he does. I think this is going to happen.
Now.
Well, what's interesting to me is how Jews just have their guy, like, in every camp. And they, like, we've talked about this before, that Jews appeal, they'll find, like, what's the appeal to this alienated sub-demographic of weirdos in this country. Oh, well, they're into, like, weird tranny stuff. All right, well, we can give them a Jewish case for that shit, right?
Yeah.
And
the thing I always thought was kind of interesting about looking at the interactions people have with Brianna Wu online is you suddenly see all these Jews in there praising Brianna Wu just in the replies, like, yeah, you know, you're really talking a lot of sense here.
And it's then, like, he's, like, interacting with them, and, like, they're, like, vibing with each other, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is, like, so disgusting.
You're just a Zionist.
And like Brandon Wu is like, he's like saying to these Jews, like, I don't know how you put up with this. Like, it must be awful for you every day putting up with this hate. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, you fucking.
Oh, man. My favorite concern troll that Brandon was doing today was like, I didn't see anybody crying about the casualties in the Syrian civil war. I'm like, you mean the gay op that America tried and failed, and they attempted regime change by backing
also you mean like the thing that we've been against for fucking years. You just weren't looking. Like, I've been against that for fucking 10, 12 years. Right. What are you talking about? Now they would what she is trying to say is you didn't care when like Bashar Assad gassed people with phony Bellingcat gas canister on the fucking on the double bed and in the fucking ceiling broken in, that stupid shit. We've all seen that big yellow gas canister on the bed, like, oh, Bellingcat's like, this definitely proves Assad did it. Yeah, fuck you, Jews. But dude, I got some fucking like Ukraine chills got up in my timeline the other day when I said like Bellingcat is a CIA cutout. These people got all mad. I'm like, look, just because you like Bellingcat, like, let's not lie about who they are, right? You know,
right?
Like, I get that. Right. Like,
Brianna Wu, what aren't Teva Teva Pharmaceuticals that are based in Israel?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he's probably just worried that his source of hormones is going to get fucking lashed out of it.
You're a bit late on that joke, my friend.
I
literally wrecked Brian with that comment like three or four days ago. It's actually like my most liked tweet I've done. Since I got back on Twitter, as I responded to Brianna Wu saying, don't worry, the Iranians...
How did I miss that one?
The Iranians probably aren't going to bomb Teva Pharmaceuticals. Well, great minds think alike. I'm glad that we both... I got to give you credit. I mean, the joke occurred to you as well, right?
Because I just didn't see it on your feed.
As soon as I saw Brianna Wu bitching about like the Iranians, because it was before the missile strike, right? It was before Saturday. As soon as I saw this dude bitching about it, I was like, don't worry. I'm pretty sure Teva Pharma is on the low on the list of targets. I think it should be target number one. How fucking great would that have been if the Iranians fucking ballistic missiled like Teva Pharmaceuticals? Like, that, the meme, they would like, I think they would have cemented themselves as kings of the world if they had done that. Like, everybody would have had to just be like, all right, Iran, like, you've got the crown. Like, I'm just handing it to the Ayatollahs. Like, they deserve to rule the earth. They just
Iran hat on.
Yeah, they just, yeah, right? Literally, I'll convert to Shiism. They just drop the ballistic missile right into the middle of Teva Pharmaceuticals. Like, yes, do it. Unfortunately, like, they kind of did a strategic thing instead of that. Dude, I guarantee you the entire, like, Anglosphere, Eurosphere, like, the entire, like, Zyosphere would have, like, gone into full action mode if the Iranians had, like, droned Teva Pharmaceuticals.
There would have been coping seating.
They should hit
and
like soft
dilating
targets like that, though. Those would be the best. They should literally blow up like gay shit, like just like sex stores and you know, like hormone stores. You know, like, well, drone Teva Pharmaceuticals, Israel. They've got four plants.
Shmuley's daughter's dildo shop.
You want to know what's funny? I actually, in preparation for that tweet, I was prepping for that tweet, and so I was looking up to make sure they really had a plant in Israel, because I want to make sure I didn't, some like, Spurg didn't, well, actually me. Actually, Mike, they don't make them there. It's just the corporate headquarters or something like that. But, no, I got four plants in Israel. Teva Pharmaceuticals. Oh, four man. Fucking plants in Israel. So, yeah.
I wonder if they just like take that stuff and try to like mist the Palestinians with it, just like spraying the stuff.
Hey, they've tried doing the porn thing with Palestinians.
Yeah.
That's a known thing that they've tried to demoralize them with pornography. So but because they're upstanding Muslims, like, they don't get tempted like that, right? No, I'm sure that's absolutely not true. But in any case,
no gooning during the Intifada, lads.
Yeah, that's for later. Just they're just, you know, yeah.
I sent you the Tom Cotton some short video clip. It looks like did he delete his post from yesterday?
He might have. He's a fucking fag, but
I mean, he's a complete coward and faggot.
Yeah, well, he's a Republican. I mean, so.
I repeat myself.
Yeah, there we go. Just say Republican from now on. Well, yeah, but let's see. Let's see. Who's this? No one has a right to block traffic on major highways. See, again, like, the one thing I'll say about this is not just that it's bloviation, it's dumb. There's a recent history with this stuff. Like, there's a history here. But let's watch the video and then we can rant.
I mean, what do you expect people to do when they've got to get to work? They've got to pick up a kid. Maybe they're trying to take care of an ailing parent. Heaven forbid, they're trying to get a loved one to the hospital. All of these pro-Hamas lunatics can, I don't know, get a permit and protest in a park and wave around the little Hamas flags if they want to make fools of themselves. But they have no right to block traffic, especially on major highways or city streets, when other people are trying to go about their business. And yes, what the police should do is get there promptly and arrest these people and throw the book at them, if they're allowed to, by their often left-wing Democratic mayors. But in the meantime, these lunatics shouldn't be surprised if their fellow motorists get out and remove them from the road forcibly so they can go about their business, because they have no right to be blocking public streets. I mean, what do you expect people to do when they've got to get to work? They've got...
I mean...
Well, hold on.
This makes me just want to support the protesters, honestly.
Yeah, it does, but I thought there was a video where he was talking about essentially like them being run over and being wet because they're covered in blood. Like,
oh, he might have taken that down. I don't know. I didn't see that.
Maybe he did.
But he did say there's the one tweet where he talked about it. But you know what? Here's my thing. Like I said, a lot of people that have like PTSD from all this shit, from like all the legal shit that people have gotten into with this stuff over the years, are like, we're accusing him of this entrapment thing. And I was like, no, I honestly think he doesn't even, he's just cooning. He's cooning for Massa. Like, he's literally just cooning for the fucking kikes that pay him. Like, he's not actually expecting. The funny thing is, he's talking to conservatives, he can be fairly confident that it's just bloviation and no action will ever be taken. So it's almost like he'll never have to answer for this, because there won't. Because if something did happen, people would bring this back up and say, see, you encouraged it. But he's like, I'm talking to conservatives. They're not going to do anything. Like, I'm just bloviating and I'm cooning for the fucking kikes. And all these, all I really want is my retard conservative base to just support the Jewish war and not, and like, not, they're not
here,
ready to run over a protest.
Here is the quotes here. I got to find the video this is from. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard. Not by law enforcement, by the people whose road they're blocking.
Presumably he means they'd be wet from being thrown into the water.
Yeah, I guess that's what he meant. If they glued their hands to the car.
I'm really dying to go to work that much.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was my thing. I did a whole thing on this yesterday with Borzoi, where I was like, the only people that really have a right to bitch about this are people who are on a clock who can't get their hours back because their boss sucks. And if they clock in late, they don't get that wage and they can't, you know, they can't make it up with overtime or something like that. If you are a
literally
salaried employee.
You could literally send a video to your boss and say, look, there's all these pricks in the road and I can't get to work. And, you know, they just have to deal with it.
Yeah. But I'm saying the only time that would fuck you is if you're like hourly and you clock in and your boss just isn't going to pay you for those hours that you didn't get clocked in. So then you're out a couple hours of work. I don't know. Maybe make it up later. And I don't know. But I was like, if you're salaried though, fuck it. I'm like, this is definitely going to take all day. I don't think I'm making in at all. I that's the funny thing. Like, yeah, like I want to, like, I now the emergency vehicle thing, there's a valid point there, but like
but my understanding is that oftentimes these street protests, they will move over if
they will let emergency, but one thing I'll say though is if everything is jammed up, then the emergency vehicle has to get through that jam. But emergency vehicles go through traffic jams all the time.
Let's be real. It's there's one of two passengers in the emergency vehicle. It's going to be either a nigger,
okay,
or a boomer.
Okay, this is real, like real hours, right? This is like real, yeah. And also, like, those people are getting worked in the ambulance already, right? Like,
nothing of value will be lost,
right?
Absolutely nothing.
I like how you have to then come up with an absolute edge case of, like, what if it's a totally virtuous white heterosexual Christian couple going to deliver a baby?
Can I deliver it in the back of the ambulance?
Right.
You can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Right. There you go. Yeah. You're just boxed out in every which way. Sorry. No,
the edge case where it would really matter, it would be somebody that you would want to see have a good health outcome, it's fucking microscopic.
Well, I've got another theory on this, which is probably a little bit too clever. Borzoi and I talked about this a little bit. Like, this tactic, if Jews intended it to work this way, which I don't necessarily know or think that they do, this absolutely gets right-wingers of all stripes. Like, white nationalists will get on board with this, too. Like, that suddenly now, like, I hate this. I want these people to stop. You have no right. Like, people need to get to work and all that stuff. Like tons of white nationalists do that. We're, like, pretty out alone on our own here with this position that we have. Which is fine. I don't mind. Like, we've done this historically. We've always been, like, trailblazers in terms of shaking these people into a sensible position. But...
People are counter-revolutionary, and they're just armed with, like, a fucking arsenal of copes for why no one should ever do anything under any circumstances. Yeah, that's all right.
Right.
You've been trained to be a good little fucking peasant.
I saw some white nationalists make exactly, like, word for word, almost the same argument that Tom Cotton made, like, go protest, like, the protest zone. But it's like, well, the protest zone is there so they can ignore the protest. Like,
I got blocked by some right-hold yesterday for just pointing out, oh, so you want them to go stand in a free speech zone. Where nobody can look at them. That's what you want.
Right.
That's so what you would like.
The only thing I'll say is that the organizers of these protests were like a lot of Jew voices for peace and shit like that. And Borzo and I watched this video of when Loomer was claiming she was hit in the face by Hezbollah guy.
She looks like it.
Well, that was the joke, right? People were like, how could you tell whether she wasn't? She wasn't. But she wasn't. We watched the video. Her, and that got right-wingers, too. Right-wingers got sucked into that one, too, saying, like, Laura Loomer has a right to speak and nobody should hit her in the face. And I was like, that one I don't have to think about. Like, no, that's wrong. Everyone has a right to do that.
I got
to
disagree with this Irish guy on that one. What has happened to Laura Loomer hitting somebody in the face wouldn't do that.
Right.
That's like another level. Like,
but my thing was, see, what I was saying
you ever seen Hellraiser? You've seen Hellraiser, right?
Which one? I've seen Hellraiser 1, 2, 3, and the remake with the tranny in it.
Okay, so it's like that, right? Like, Laura Loomer has been turned into a Cenobite, and they've, like, restructured her entire, like, body and everything. And she's been injected with that, whatever that shit, that blue stuff is they put into them.
We have so much subversion to show you.
Yeah, like you hitting somebody in the face is not going to do what's been done to Laura Loomer. That takes a depraved mind and a scalpel.
But she didn't get hit in the face though, either.
Also, yeah,
she was just lying. But again, her lie worked because I saw like Jake Shields like trailblazing this path. You know, again, when someone gets hit in the head a lot, sometimes they say stuff. You know. You know, he was doing the bit like, oh, nobody should do, like, she's still a citizen. She has the right to speak. No one should do this. And I was saying, like, I said to him, like, nah, I'm actually fine with somebody hitting Laura Loomer in the face with the Hezbollah flag. Like, that's totally cool with me. This was before I thought it was probably bullshit, but I wasn't even making that point. Some dude comes in, he's like lecturing me about it, and I was like, no, see, it's not even really about speech. Like, if she wasn't talking, I'd still support it. Like, it's not, you know, the speech isn't really the issue here, right? It's like, it's just her. Like, it's not, like, I don't care if she was speaking or not. Like, just inherently, morally, objectively, somebody has the right to, at any moment, hit Laura Loomer in the face with a Hezbollah flag. Like, that's just how things ought to be. Like, that rule ought to, that actually transcends.
She doxed your mother, didn't he? Didn't she?
She didn't dox her, but she made an issue of it. The fact that my mother had a picture of Hillary Clinton and herself together, as if that meant something.
Because my mother—that's a while back now.
What's funny is I've always talked about my family members being libtards. Like, I've never hidden that from anyone, and it's sort of like, so people that actually listen to the show were like, dude, he's always talked about his mom and dad being liberals and shit. What if his mom, like, got hit? Like, it was some fucking campaign event where my mom, like, got to meet Hillary Clinton. Yeah. So what? But yeah.
You know, though, if I was going to meet one of the Clintons, I would like to actually sit down and have a beer with Bill Clinton. I guess he's a little too old and infirm now to do that, but I bet that guy's got some stories. I bet he's entertaining.
Yeah, he probably is. I mean,
he's probably fun to go to a bar with. Let's be real.
Well, I think that's what's funny is how she probably totally isn't.
Yeah, right.
This was like the whole thing of the Clintons, right? Which everyone's like, he seems totally cool. She seems like a complete bitch. What's going on?
Yeah, right.
Like, he seems like just like a fun guy. Anyway,
we could do more.
Yeah, no wonder he went to get noshed off by what's her face, Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah, the fat Jew broad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently there was just a bunch of different fat broads. I mean, look, if the dude was into chubby girls, you know, that's what it is. That was another joke that people started doing because...
I understand.
Yeah.
And let's be real, by modern standards, she was not that chubby.
Yeah, she was chubby by the 1990s.
Thick. She was thick.
Yeah, these days they would call her thick. But she's not attractive, though. Like,
she is kind of not attractive. That's anyway, honestly the strangest thing about the whole situation.
Well, she was available, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, yeah. Again, it's not about with Bill. It's not about, 'cause remember, sex is about power, right? Let's do like feminist tropes. It's not about whether she's attractive or not. Sex is about power. He was getting off on the power trip of sex with an underling, right? That's probably not what it is. It's probably just like his standards just aren't that high. That's what it really was. He just didn't care. He's like, yeah, it's just a chubby fat bro. Whatever, I'll do it. Okay.
He's like, look, Hillary hasn't done this to me in like, what, 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, look, she was doing the cigar stuff. Like, he's into that. He's like, Hillary's a total fucking cold fish. Like, I'm not, you know. So anyway, let's press forward.
I did find the video link of Tom Cotton and the rest of his commentary. I guess he was talking somewhere and Fox News is reporting on it. Fortunately, it's a Fox News video, so.
Oh, yes, that means that we're going to have the wonderful Fox News video player to deal with. That'll always be fun.
It's fantastic.
All right.
And you got to turn the audio up.
I did. Oh.
Bill Melungeon standing by with us. Paul Morrow as well.
Phil Melungeon?
Phil Melungeon?
Bill Melungeon.
Did she just say Phil Melungeon? I had the Fox News site like muted by default, so I had to undo that. Let's see. Phil Melungeon is going to fill us in.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is joining us now. Senator, thanks for joining us in the breaking news. We have these live images up. Coast to coast, we're seeing these protests pop up. Bill Melungeon standing by with us, Paul Morrow as well. First, your thoughts as we watch this together.
I'm curious if he's actually going to be a Melungeon. See, I'm actually capable of coping with this Fox News player now because I know that he's going to do this stupid shit. But yeah, is this actually a Melungeon or not? Let's do a phenotype check.
Very deeply for all those people who are trying to get to work or trying to pick up a kid.
Tom Cotton looks kind of Melungeon here. Like, let's look.
Worried about the diversion of police resources when it needs to be stopping crime in cities like San Francisco where firefighters are having to go there when they might have... calls for fires out. I have to say, Sandra, I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off, but I think that's the way we handle in Arkansas,
like,
and I'm
sure
most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
Okay, I want to point something out here.
Yeah.
Did you notice that he said that law enforcement would not do that? Why?
Yeah, law enforcement's not going to rip someone's skin off. Like
not just that. Why would they not throw them over a bridge, Tom? Because that would be illegal.
It's not legal to do that, right? Even for blocking traffic, it's not legal to throw someone off a bridge as a response to that.
He had to catch himself and be like, I mean, not by law enforcement, of course, because that would be illegal.
Right, so we just want the illegal thing to be done by ordinary people. But
I want normal people do the illegal thing, get arrested, go to jail,
but
and
again,
then I will never help
them. The thing is, the other thing is, though, like, I think he's just mad. Like, I think he's just bloviating because he's angry, and he's, like, cooning for his Jew masters. Like, it's not really serious. I think, like, analyzing this from the perspective of, like, whether people are going to do it, like, people aren't going to do it. They're not going to. And like, also, yeah, like, I will point out, Tom Cotton, you did nothing for James Fields. In fact, you probably, if he said anything, which he probably did, he probably talked about how disgusted he was with the evil white supremacists in Charlottesville and the terrible terrorists that killed the wonderful protester. He probably bloviated on all that shit. We could look it up. I don't know, but either he was silent or he said that. He will not for once stood up for James Fields for doing exactly what he's saying. In fact, James Fields didn't even do what he said. James Fields was accused of doing what he said. James Fields was in fact ambushed by a bunch of anarchists and surrounded and panicked because he was afraid because they had guns. And they admitted, they pointed their guns at him and he panicked. And that's what happened. So, but, you know, Tom Cotton, it's a level of just like, fuck you, that I can't, it's very difficult for me to get a grip with. And like, yeah, honestly, I will say this, honestly, if you're caught behind these people protesting, like, just, it's a great excuse to take a day off work. Like, I don't get it.
To give them a thumbs up, get out of your car and protest with them, fuck it.
Yeah. Like, whatever. The only thing is, I'd be like, are any Jews here? Because I don't want to stand by.
Yeah, I don't want to be working with any Jews. But aside from that, like, oh no, the American economy might be impacted. Oh no, well,
that would be the worst thing ever. Oh my god,
it's like, so the sole like mortal concern if you're living in America is whether or not somebody experiences like a very slight minor economic inconvenience. Like,
that's what Francis Parker Yockey said, and he was right. He basically said the racial soul of like Americans is fundamentally just about economy and making money, and that's what makes them mad. And he also said that was going to end up like biting the empire in the ass because the citizens are going to be annoyed with having to pay for it.
Yeah, right. That's the number one. That's the number one boomerism that you'll see from them is I don't want to have to pay to do stuff in the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm fine. If these immoral atrocities were cost effective, I would be okay with it.
Yeah,
but they're a little. I feel like they're too expensive. That's my. And it's like I also don't know how to talk in moral language and have moral feelings. So I just default to my pocketbook every time because I don't have anything. I have no other reference points.
Yeah, I'm just not equipped to have a conversation about morality.
Yeah, just
it's like Borzoi said, if you try to make me have a conversation about something, it's a moral issue, I'll get mad.
Yeah, you're the bad guy now. Mad. Why are you doing that to me?
Yeah. Why are you bothering me?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't want to pay for it, and why are you bothering me are like the, that should be what's on the, like, instead of don't tread on me, it should be like, stop bothering me. Like, don't bother me, and I don't want to pay for it. Like, in a way, don't tread on me is kind of like, it's like that, but it's trying to be like a more of a tough guy about it. Yeah. But it's like, you're not really a tough guy. You're just kind of bitching.
Well, I mean, this is, and we beat this to death, but the thing is, whenever I argue with people about this on the internets, you know, they, I will ask them pointedly, can you think of an issue that just a possible issue out there in imagination land that you think would warrant blocking traffic? And they're like, no. Like, what if the government arrested your buddy for being a right winger with guns? And they'll still say no.
No. What if the government murdered your buddy?
Yeah.
Dude, I hope when I die, people go and block traffic just on principle.
Right.
Even if I wasn't murdered by the government, just go do it. Just for my memory. Just go block traffic. Just go inconvenience a bunch of fucking normie conservatives just in memoriam to me.
What he wanted.
That's what I want. Like, that's how you can
T-posing in front of synagogues.
Yeah, that's how you can like light a candle to my memory. Just go block a fucking conservative from getting to their job. Well, like, just
when somebody asks, "What are you protesting?" Well, it's what he wanted was to piss you off.
It's like my friend that died just wanted you to be annoyed and
wanted you to be mad. You appeared to be mad, so he got what he wanted.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here. So,
thanks for helping.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It does get like the sort of just, and yeah, I did see a lot of normies kind of like, well, obviously conservatives are going to be all about this, like, don't block traffic, people have to get to work. But I saw some white nationalists doing it too. And I was like, even if you don't, and I get like not personally liking a lot of those protesters, because when I saw some of the people in New York City that were like facing off with Laura Loomer, you know, that nigger, like that, like, I'm black and I like violence nigger. Like that crazy nigger woman.
Which one?
No, but you know what? There's one in particular. It's like a street performance artist nigger. It's like a black woman. She paints herself all up in like multicolors, has like crazy multicolored wig, and does like stupid like street performance art with like a political edge to it. she actually, we had a video of her we played on Tedious where they were doing some Trump court thing, and she shows up outside the court because there's like counter protesters outside the court, like some Trump people and some like counter Trump people. And so this nigger bitch shows up in her getup, and at some point she's like, talk to my manager, talk to my manager. And the manager's like this like sniveling little like Jewish lesbian woman. And so of course, you know, her hand rubbing Jewish manager is there. So that woman, that black woman that does that like political performance street art where she just turns everything into a clown show, she was there in the Laura Loomer video we watched yesterday on our show and yelling about like she liked Hezbollah and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, dude, Jews are trying to make this shit look retarded on some level. So I'd say it's not even just there's more to it than just that, though, right? Like, I personally don't like that. I don't want to be involved with anything that nigger bitch is involved with, because I also know she's being run by Jews and she's there on purpose to make everything a clown show. She's there purposely. Just like when we went to D.C. and we did our anti-Israel protest, there was a tranny black woman. There was a black woman with like all kinds of trans and gay flags and shit who was disrupting our protest, because we weren't like the right kind of Palestine protesters, right? Which is just like, fuck you. Like, fuck you. And it's exactly the same kind of thing. So Jews do this kind of gatekeeping. They want to make sure, like, oh, if you're going to protest for Palestine, we want to make sure you're kind of like cringy and most people are not going to like you. Generally speaking, let's just keep it as like a far left thing alone. And so only they get into it and everyone else is alienated. But that being said, there's a larger principle than who the individual protesters are, which a lot of them are awful, cringy, shitty people. But there's a bigger issue here. And I would say, like, one of those issues is, like, you know, don't take it so hard. If you're inconvenienced on your way to work, you just don't have to work. That's not an inconvenience.
It gives you an opportunity to sit there and maybe whip out your phone, and you could start to look into Middle Eastern foreign policy. Educate yourself a little bit and draw your own conclusions, you know?
Or you could shitpost with your friends because you already know all about it and you already hate Jews.
Right. Well, if that's the case, you're just going to join the protest most likely.
Yeah. Or you might just like sit there and laugh. Like just watch the show. Like, you know, just like enjoy the fact that you get a morning off and you get to watch a political circus. That's fun, right? Yeah. There's no real reason to be mad. That's the thing.
Because that's kind of the thing, I guess, is like my perspective on America is I fundamentally hate this country. I hate the way it operates. I love to see the machinery of America jammed up, even in a very small fashion.
And even if it's by people who, like, individually, I think, are like retards.
I just have spite towards America, and I like to see things go badly in America.
Yeah, like. We're getting, you got to get in the mind, be a nigger to the system. Like, niggers just
be
like
a nigger to the system. Like,
niggers just like to see shit disrupted. Like, I'm increasingly just a nigger.
America is not running smoothly. Oh gosh, so the status quo is being disrupted.
But hold on. People are going to be inconvenienced.
Oh no. Suddenly you care about people being inconvenienced. That's the other thing. You're an American. You don't care about the being inconvenienced.
You don't actually care about other people.
You don't care. You never have cared. Shut the fuck up.
But I'm just saying, like, anybody pretending like they – like, Americans, generally speaking, pretending like they care about other people in any way, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it.
I actually care about them being inconvenienced. Like, I want to see more of it. And I also say, if what we're saying here, like, annoys you, just, again, you always have the option to just not be annoyed. Just, like, think it's funny like us. Like, once you're on this side of the fence, like, it's all good. Like, you can just laugh at all of it. Yeah, it's just, yeah, get mad at the Palestine protesters. Now, this is very different than Black Lives Matter. And the reason is because I have a different point of view on that.
Yeah.
This is my own version of, like, the Giga Chat I made it up meme, right? Like, no, like, it's just what I like. Like, don't try and hold me to a principle, because you don't have any either. So, like, no,
well,
I just...
Well, no, there is a principle.
Refuses to elaborate and leaves.
Yeah. No, there's a principle. One is wrong and the other one is right.
And we can make all kinds of arguments to shore that up. Like,
yeah.
Okay, one is about protesting an ethnic cleansing / genocide that's being enabled by America,
mm-hmm.
and the other is just racial terrorism in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, one is about protesting, like, thousands of babies and women and men getting murdered and ethnically cleansed from their homelands, which was stolen by Jews, which are using, like, our entire country's economy and infrastructure to facilitate this, land theft. And the other one is about like uppity niggers bitching that they can't commit crimes as easily as they'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And just adjusting the system to make it easier for them to commit said crimes. So I see these things completely differently. And yeah, if someone's blocking traffic for that, it's like, even then I wouldn't be mad that I was missing work. I would just be mad at the protesters because they suck. You know, it's not, again, it's like, I would actually probably, if I was trying to get to work during like the BLM thing, if I still worked in New York or something and I would have just liked it. I'm like, great, I don't have to go to work. I still hate the protesters, but at least I don't have to go to work.
I almost feel that maybe the rightoid response to that is maybe it's a little bit of insecurity. Maybe they're dismayed because they become dimly aware that some people somewhere apparently care enough about an issue to actually do something disruptive. Whereas yeah. they have never done such a thing in their entire life, they will pointedly tell you that they would never do such a thing. It's never entered their imagination to disrupt America for the purpose of politics. And it's like, oh, maybe that's why you're losing. Maybe that's.
I don't think they have the ability to reflect on that like that. I don't think they're capable of that kind of thing. Like, I legitimately think they're just annoyed that they can't go to work. I don't give them credit for.
I'm talking about like people who are just observing the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. No, there is this like, thing. Yeah, I think. Like, I think what it really is. Here's what it really is: that the right winger more easily when they look, because like whenever you look at a situation, there's like, where in this situation do I insert myself? Like, who would I be if I were involved in this thing?
I would be Tom Cotton.
Well, right. No, they what they would be is they see themselves as like the enraged motorist trying to get to work. That's the self-insert in the situation. Whereas for me, having been like a political guy my whole life and done political activism like for like all of my adult life in one form or another, I see myself as probably more likely being one of the protesters. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be in that situation, I'd probably be more likely to be on the side of the people protesting than I would be to be on the side of the person like, I'm just an ordinary Joel trying. So again, my sympathies or my analysis situation kind of is different. But the average right winger is like, no, I'm not going to be the disruptor of society. I'm going to be the cog in the machine. And like, you're making, like, as a cog, I want to be well greased. And like, I'm not as well, you're like taking some of the grease off.
I want to be well lubed.
Yeah, I want to be a lubed up cog in this machine. Just like, it's like those guys at that sex parties. A bunch of lubed
up. Take my prep.
Yeah, I brought my lube and a sock in case the American economy needed to keep going. I need to lube up.
Everyone is eating their poop all over the place.
I need to lube up the gears of this American economy. That's why I brought lube in a pink sock. Sorry, I'm just mixing all kinds of stuff, just like those faggots were doing at those parties. Anyway, we're going
to skate.
That's absolutely right. But
it's a classic.
Never been disproven.
Gay.
Like that is like that. That should have been in the Book of Proverbs. Nigga, like Psalm, like whatever. Niggas is gay. Like, but that's like when we rewrite the Book of Proverbs, I'll be like Proverb 1. Niggas is gay. Anyway, I think I actually have a stinger here. If I can get to the correct soundboard. God, I don't know where my points are, but I don't know. I'll probably just actually have to stop without the stinger because I legit can't. Wait, is this it? Yeah. So, all right, we are going to be back in a little bit.
Do you want to?
You're listening to TDS on the Right Stuff.
.biz.